at News Talk 94.9 WSJM 841 with Jim Gifford and Doug Cunningham. And taking a look at a conversation, Doug, that you had here with Benton Harbor Public Safety Director Dan McGinnis recently, correct?
That's right. We reached out to Dan McGinnis because of the uptick in gun violence in Benton Harbor. We've had several shootings in the Benton Harbor area in over 2019. The uptick has actually been going on for a couple of years, and I know that Dan McGinnis is concerned about that, trying to do something about that. So I went to the police department there in Benton Harbor to have a conversation with Benton Harbor Director of Public Safety, Dan McGinnis, about the gun violence issue in Benton Harbor and what he's doing to try to fight it.
Gun violence, is it getting worse? Is it getting better? Has it plateaued? Just give us a sense of what you're facing in terms of a gun violence issue in the city.
Well, the issue of gun violence actually has been an uptick in it, but it hasn't really been months. It's been probably over the last couple of years. We've seen an increase in shootings, non-fatal shootings, and I think even our homicides are up. We average maybe about three a year. 2018, there were five. We had three in 2019. But there seems to be an uptick in gun violence. And one of the things that we do know through some investigation is there have been some break-ins in the Grand Rapids area in South Bend where gun stores were robbed. And we got information that, you know, guns have increased in the city because they've kind of come from those locations. So that's been one of the issues. One of the main issues, I think personally, for us, for the city of Benton Harbor, is the fact that since we had the incident with Collins and Hall, the officers who were indicted for wrongdoing through the Fed, we really have been hands-off on drug enforcement. When I took over, I said that we can't not try to work to get drugs down in our city, because every cop knows that where there are drugs, there are guns. Where there are guns, there's violence. So I've had personally people tell me that, you know, there's people that are comfortable coming in the city dealing drugs because we're not doing any drug enforcement. Well, that's an ring indictment that we need to address that area. And it seems like a lot of the violence is some of the younger population, kind of the 15 to kind of 21. And I don't know, you know, people say TV glamorizes violence. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but there seems to be a cohort now of that age group that don't necessarily have a respect for authority, property, or life or limb. And so we see, you know, shootouts here, there, shots being fired in the air at parties, guys walking up broad daylight in front of people, shooting other folks. And I'm wondering, what is our community psyche that we think that's okay? So for me, I think there's another part of it that, in my mind, there's two aspects to combat the gun violence in Benton Harbor. One is the strict enforcement side, you know, with the police enforcement, that's, getting a drug detective, start working with the drug team. That's getting a canine unit back and doing some stops, some searches. Getting our tactical team back. We had a tactical team many years ago to do simple things like serving warrants. The physical things, the visible things of police work. But on the other side of it, and that's where myself, the city manager, the commission comes in, we have to change our mindset mentally. We have in our town a huge spirit of apathy. They don't want to get involved. Some say it's for fear. Other people just say it's not my business. And if we don't have citizens take ownership of their communities, if you see something, say something. Let's start block clubs. Let's start neighborhood watches. We have some things we'll be introducing this year for people to protect their property. Us, over the last 6 years, we've done very well with reducing home invasions. We've reduced robberies. And these shootings, the last couple of years, have been the issue. And one of the main things that's frustrating, that boggles the mind, when we've had shootings, several, where we know what happened, the people know, there are people that witnessed it, but they refuse to cooperate with the detectives. My detective bureau, and we have a major case unit because we have a team from the state police that are actually kind of merged with our department, their main frustration is people will just not cooperate and tell them what happened. They'll hear what they told somebody else. Obviously, we can't take that into court. But what is it that's causing people to not want to cooperate? And I'll submit to you, what's more dangerous, citizen? A person who you allow to go out and shoot guns indiscriminately and remain on the streets, or stepping up and identifying that person and getting that dangerous person off the street? Because that's not a mentality that we want. So to me, I have in my mind the next 5 years is working on changing the mindset of our residents to take ownership and say, you know, darn it, enough is enough.
What you're talking about seems to me to be more than just a simple law enforcement issue. You're talking about an unraveling of the spiritual, social, and law enforcement fabric among the folks who are involved in, you know, the gun violence. That being said, I know that pastors in the area have spoken out against the gun violence and trying to bring the community together in various ways. You do need that, right? You'd need the community to come together and recognize that this is a problem that's not simply just a law enforcement issue.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. We have to, again, take ownership. You know, we need the pastors and the churches. You know, decades ago, the church was a significant part of every community and every family. You know, they were almost the fabric of a community, the stitching that kept things together. We need to get back to that. We need to get back out in the streets. We need to get back out in the parks talking to young kids. There's some programs and some things that we plan on doing. For example, there's something called GVI, Group Violent Intervention Program. It's a national program. They've done it in South Bend. They've had some success. They've done it in Kalamazoo. They've had some success. We've been invited, you know, both places to come and see and learn from them. And what that is citizens, pastors, community leaders coming together and having strategies that have been proven to go into the community to help reduce violence. Here's one thing that's important for people to know. Crime and violence on the city streets is kind of the same as the school district and trying to get test scores up. The thing is, you can't go into a high school and expect the juniors and seniors to change the scores overnight. You go back and you start in your elementary schools, your middle school, and take that cohort with your new program and work them up through the grades in hopes that when they get to be the juniors and seniors, now you'll see effect statistically. It's the same, in my mind, the same process here. In order for us to go and start to change relationships, mindset with citizens, we aim to go and start in elementary school, middle school, and work with kids as they grow up and they see positive police reaction. One of the things that is important to me is, in my thinking, is you shouldn't only see a police when something's wrong. We should be out there, be visible, you know, on bikes, stop off, talk to people on porches, say hi in the schools.
And that is Benton Harbor Director of Public Safety Dan McGinnis talking to us about gun violence. I'll have part two of that interview scheduled for tomorrow, and we'll go into further detail and depth about his efforts and the Benton Harbor Police Department's efforts to combat gun violence in the city.
Well, he hit it kind of on the head right there at the end in talking about, I think, police not only showing up when there's a problem, but being around and being a part of the community. And earlier on, he was talking about how young some of these people are that are, you know, doing the shooting and that are picking up the guns and using them. And, you know, that comes down to parental supervision and community involvement, as he was saying.
It does. That age group, 15 to 21, also poverty, the impact that poverty has, the impact that has on crime and gun violence in general is also a big issue. There's an anonymous tip line that's been created, an app for smartphones in Benton Harbor called Tip 411. So you can download that on your smartphone if you're interested in that. And that GVI program he was talking about, the Group Violence Intervention, was something that originated on the East Coast years ago. And it is a community-wide effort to try to tamp down gun violence by focusing on the groups, gangs, and others that are responsible for some of of this. Now, Benton Harbor, the city in 2019, had 3 gun deaths, several people wounded. But also, if you include Benton Township in this, you get that figure goes up. We'll have more on the statistics as we continue to report this. It's clear that there's an effort underway. It's clear that the problem is being recognized and that the community is attempting to come together to try to counteract it.
It's 8:51. Thank you, Doug.